The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. Trends are constantly changing. There's something new in wellness, beauty, and food every day. That can be a lot to keep up with, so let me do the work. I'm the Trend Reporter, Mara Schiavocampo, here to tell you everything you want to know about the trends you should know. Our trend this week, Trader Joe's best and worst. This grocery store with a cult following is home to tons of fab foodie finds, but which ones really stand out from the rest and which ones are best left in your shopping cart? Joining me now is Kelsey Lynch, creator of Trader Joe's Food Reviews. Kelsey is making it her mission to test and rate all of Trader Joe's products one by one. Kelsey is not affiliated with Trader Joe's, so you know you're going to get an honest review. Kelsey, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Mara.
So I got the idea to do this because, you know, everybody loves Trader Joe's. And I saw that they put out a list at some point last year of their top selling products. So like their most popular products. And I was kind of intrigued by that because there are all these cult favorites, like the everything but the bagel seasoning and all these cult favorites that people love. And then when I started looking into it, I realized there was also like this whole cult following of Trader Joe's product reviews, which I didn't even know existed, but there's this huge world of people who are reviewing Trader Joe's products.
Yep. When I first started going to Trader Joe's, I was very overwhelmed with how many products they had there. And of course, I knew of the best ones, the most popular ones. And those were the ones that I ended up just buying over and over again. But I really wanted to branch out, and I made it my mission to rate and review every single product to really help Trader Joe's shoppers narrow down the best of the best, the worst of the worst, and find their new favorites that might not be as popular.
So how many products have you reviewed to date?
I have reviewed over 250. So I go shopping about once a week, and I really do try and get lots of new items that I haven't reviewed yet. And then I'll sit down, I'll try them all at first, and I always rate and review the product just on its own. So I know there's a lot of ways to make the cauliflower gnocchi really amazing with sauces and sausage, but I always review it on its own to give the customer a really great just baseline of how it tastes. And then I will try it a couple more times to really get a great score.
So what are the criteria that you're rating them on?
So taste overall is a big one. And then I also go off of texture, and then I look at the ingredients as well.
Okay. So taste overall, texture, and the ingredients. Okay. So let's get down to the items, because that's what people really want to know, is what's good and what's terrible. I personally love to hear about what's terrible. We're going to save that for the end. So I want to start by picking your favorites. I want to start with you telling me your favorites in certain categories. So let's start with the category picks. So, you know, conventional wisdom tells people when they go to the grocery store, you should stick to the perimeter, right? And just focus on the fresh foods and the fruits and vegetables. But Trader Joe's is actually famous for really amazing packaged foods. So I want to start with the packaged foods. Do you have a favorite Trader Joe's packaged food?
So I love the sliced French brioche bread. This is a very thick, buttery bread. It's made in France, so you're really getting authentic French brioche. And it is absolutely the best bread to be using for French toast. Mm. I'm actually releasing a cookbook here soon. And one of the recipes that I'm very excited about is a vanilla bourbon French toast using this bread.
You are speaking my language. That almost sounds like kind of like a bread pudding-ish kind of vibe. Okay, next is cheese. So Trader Joe's cheese section is very famous. People love it. Do you have a favorite cheese?
I do. And the great thing about Trader Joe's cheeses is they are so affordable. So my favorite is the 1,000-day Gouda. You get it for a really great price, and it was aged for 1,000 days. Has a really great salty, caramely, bold flavor, and it also has salt crystals in it. So a lot of people will see those little white spots and cut them out of their hard cheese, but you do not want to do that with this one because the salt crystals are really the best part of this cheese and give it a really great bold flavor.
That sounds amazing. And like I'm not so much a salty person. I'm a sweet person, but everybody else in my family is crazy into salt. And my son will like go to the salt. We have like a wooden salt bowl. And he'll just like lick his finger. He's four. So he'll lick his finger and he'll put it in the salt bowl and he'll be like eating, literally eating salt.
He will probably like this cheese then.
Right. Now you mentioned that it's very affordable. Their meat is also very inexpensive, which has always worried me a little bit. Have you found that the quality of the meat is okay?
I really have. I do all my shopping at Trader Joe's. So I always pick up my meat there, and they have a really great marinated meat section as well.
Okay. So do you have a favorite with the marinated meats?
Mm-hmm. So my favorite is the chicken shawarma. It's a Middle Eastern meat, and it's seasoned and marinated with lots of great spices like paprika, turmeric, cumin, cinnamon, onion, garlic, salt. And it is the perfect meat to just throw on the grill or pop in the oven. And then when I was actually in Mykonos last year, I ate a lot of gyros and shawarma wraps. And something that they would do is they would top it with, of course, hummus and garlic spread and veggies. And then they would put French fries on top. Mm. So whenever I'm at Trader Joe's, I always buy a bag of French fries to pair with my chicken shawarma.
That is such a good idea. So you do it as a wrap with French fries on top.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect for summer barbecues and entertaining friends outside.
And what kind of meat is it?
It's chicken thigh.
Chicken thigh. Okay. Is it boneless?
Boneless. Yep. Super easy, low maintenance.
That sounds
but perfect. You still get that great flavor.
Okay. Boneless chicken thighs are actually my favorite meat to cook because they are like, do you know, chicken breast can get dry sometime. And I feel like thighs, like, they're just always so juicy and delicious.
I agree with that.
Trader Joe's gets a lot of buzz around seasonings and condiments, like this everything but the bagel seasoning, which I've never tried. People like go nuts about it. I feel like they're probably like clubs about it. So do you have a favorite seasoning or condiment?
Yes. So I have to agree with the following here. The everything but the bagel is a 10 out of 10 for me.
Wow. Why? What's so amazing about it? I have not tried it. What's so amazing about it?
So it's basically the seasoning of an everything bagel, just scraped up, jarred up, and it's mixed with sesame seeds and onion, and just it's so full of flavor and so unique. I love using it on avocado toast, on top of salads, and I actually love getting a bagel with cream cheese and putting that seasoning on. It just gives it really great flavor.
So you use it as a condiment. Like you don't use it as a cooking ingredient. You sprinkle it on top of stuff.
Right. I usually use it as a topping, but I've also made egg casseroles where I'll mix it in. It's also great on chicken. It really is great on everything. It lives up to its name.
Okay. I'm going to have to definitely try that because now I've heard so much buzz about it. Let's talk about the frozen section because, you know, that seems like the frozen food selection is endless. There's like frozen wild fish, there's prepared veggies, really amazing frozen meals and desserts. So do you have a favorite frozen food?
Mm-hmm. So Trader Joe's really does have an extensive freezer section. And I think that they're known for being better than takeout. My favorite type of food.
Wow, better than takeout? Really?
Every type of food I've tried there, from the orange chicken to the Indian dishes to the clam linguine, has really been just as good, if not better, than my restaurant food that I usually order in.
Wow. So you can just keep that in your freezer. And when you're having that Friday night hankering for orange chicken, you can have it in 3 minutes.
Exactly. I'd almost rather do that than order in. It's cheaper and I just feel like it's a little bit healthier as well.
Okay, I'm shocked by that. You're teaching me so much today. So what's your favorite frozen item?
So I love the chicken tikka masala. I buy that at least once a week, and it comes with a side of rice and then chicken on the other side covered in a rich and creamy masala sauce. And the thing I love most is it tastes just as good microwaved or cooked in the oven, so you can prepare it either way. And I'll just pack it as a work lunch, and it takes about 5 minutes to heat up, and it's amazing.
You know, it's so funny because it really is, you know, all the great things about Trader Joe's are the things that we generally try to avoid, right? Like, don't buy too much frozen food. Don't buy too many packaged goods. Don't use, you know, overuse like condiments because that stuff isn't good for you. It's too much sugar. But like, this is throwing all that out the window. Like, Trader Joe's is breaking all the rules. People love it. And, you know, they're also really known for like very buzzy items. So like, you know, summer products, like I think they have a summer truffle ketchup. There's like watermelon beauty products. Is there any seasonal product that you, and the season, you know, is just starting. We're right in the midst of summer. But is there a seasonal product that you love?
So in terms of summer seasonal products, they always come out with a Hold the Cone mini ice cream cone. They're about 86 calories and they're so tiny, so cute, but they really satisfy your sweet tooth. And they just came out with a brand new flavor that's chocolate chip with a chocolate cone. So that's got to be my favorite newest summer item so far.
And do you eat them with ice cream or just by themselves?
They come with ice cream. So it's like a little mini drumstick.
Oh my God, that is brilliant. Mm-hmm. And it's 86 calories?
86 calories, yep.
Girl, I still don't feel quite safe going too far for groceries just because of the whole COVID thing. And there's no Trader Joe's in my neighborhood. But I feel like as soon as I feel safe enough to venture out and to get back on public transportation, I'm heading right to Trader Joe's because all this stuff is making me hungry. All right. So you've also chosen your most favorite products overall. So these are things, regardless of category, these are the things that you love. And then we're also going to get to the things that you hate. So these are the top products overall. Let's start with the winners. Your favorite snack. It's a chip. What's your favorite snack?
Okay. So I absolutely love the Elote Corn Dipper chips. Those are another 10 out of 10 for me. And I probably only have about 10 out of 10s. So I really save those for the best of the best. These are like a spicy Cool Ranch Frito. And they are so amazing.
Spicy Cool Ranch Frito.
Mm-hmm.
That does sound amazing. Okay. They look like Fritos?
They look like Fritos. Yep. And they just have seasoning coated all over them.
Now, when you taste a 10 out of 10, do you know right away? Are you like, oh, damn, this is a 10?
Yes, that's how I really know it's a 10 out of 10.
That's when you say, oh, damn, right?
Yeah.
All right. So your second overall pick is also a snack, but it's a sweet snack. What is it?
So the Scandinavian Sour Swimmers. They come in sour and regular. Both were actually a 10 out of 10 for me. But I always love sour the most. And these are like Swedish fish, but 10 times better, especially the sour ones.
Now, what makes them better than Swedish fish? Because that's one of my favorite candies, if not my favorite. Like, I live for Swedish fish.
Me too. I just love gummy candies. But these are a little bit more softer, and they come in different flavors as well. So they have huckleberry, berry, peach mango, lots of really great flavors. And then the sour coating on top just really seals the deal for me.
You saying that it's softer, like that's right up my alley. I will take my Swedish fish package and I will sit on it so that it gets really warm. Is that weird? Because I like them to be super soft. But if you put them in the microwave, hilarious. They almost like start to boil in the center. And so, because I've tried. And they'll like burn your tongue. But then the outside gets like super hard because, you know, things cool, funny after they've been out of the microwave. So the only way to really get that soft, warm Swedish fish I have found, if people have another way, please message me, is I sit on them. So you're telling me that these are softer than Swedish fish already?
Yes, you won't have to sit on these. They're ready to go.
That should be their packaging slogan, right? You won't have to sit on these. I love that. Okay, so I'm definitely going to check those out. Your third overall favorite, I've seen so many pictures of this on Instagram. It's a side dish. What is it?
Is this the cauliflower gnocchi?
Indeed it is.
Okay, so the cauliflower gnocchi, this is another 10 out of 10, but I will say the first time I prepared it, I followed the instructions perfectly on the bag, and it turned out mushy and gummy, and I did not understand the hype at all. So the second time I tried it, and this is why I always try products a couple times, I disregarded the instructions, and instead I just pan fried it until I could tell that it was actually crispy on the outside. And that's the way to do it. You got to make sure that it is crispy and cooked. And I've heard people air fry it as well to get that crisp on it. That's the way to make cauliflower gnocchi a 10 out of 10.
So do these have the texture of regular gnocchi?
Yes, they do.
Okay. But they're 100% cauliflower?
They're cauliflower. And I think they have some binding ingredients in them. But they're gluten-free, which is great if you need that.
Okay. You know, I strongly dislike cauliflower and gnocchi. So I feel like this is probably not the product for me.
Probably not.
I've always had a grudge against gnocchi because when I was a little kid, I thought it was pasta. And then because my father's Italian, so we grew up eating tons of Italian food. Probably four times a week we had Italian food. And every time we would have gnocchi, I thought it was disgusting pasta. Like, I didn't get that it was a completely different food. And if perhaps if they had served it to me as potato, I would have liked it. So since then, like, I've always hated gnocchi. So I might pass on this one. You've given me so many other good options to try. But it does look delicious because I do see the pictures on Instagram. And I'm like, damn, that looks good. People make it with like butter and sage and all kind of stuff. Yes. Do you have a favorite sauce for it?
I love the kale vegan pesto, which is made out of cashews. That's got to be my favorite pesto at Trader Joe's.
So do you eat that with the cauliflower gnocchi?
I do. Most of the time I really eat the cauliflower gnocchi just plain.
Really? But that's that good?
Yeah. It really is that good.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll give it a shot. I'll try to open my mind a little bit. Okay. Number five? We see 1, 2, 3. This is number 4. All right. So your fourth pick overall happens to be a dessert. What is it?
So Trader Joe's every season brings in a new Kringle to the store. And Kringles are from Wisconsin. It's a cute bakery. And what they are delicious flaky pastries shaped in a really large ring. And so when I would see them in the store, I would always pass on them because they were so big. I had no idea what was in that packaging, but I always urge my followers, and I show them pictures, so that might help. But I urge my followers to pick one up, even though they're big. You can stick them in the freezer, and they're a flaky pastry with different flavored fillings and then sweet icing on top.
Okay. Now I just had to look up Kringle because I did not know what it was either. And according to Google University, it's a Scandinavian pastry, a Nordic variety of a pretzel. So you're right. It just looks like a huge ring with frosting on it. So what's like, can you compare it to something? What is another similar pastry that it's kind of like?
So it's very similar to a Danish, like something you'd pick up at your coffee shop. They came out with a cheesecake flavor that is almost identical to a cheese Danish, just with icing on top of it.
And you put it in your freezer?
Yeah, I usually stick mine in the freezer as soon as I get home, thinking it will last me a month, but it's usually gone within a week anyway.
Right, because you get that hankering for it. But then when you take it out of the freezer, you put it directly in the oven, you have to defrost it?
Yeah, you can, if you're going to serve the whole thing, you can put it in the oven, or if you just want to cut off a little piece, you can put it in the microwave for a minute and it warms up perfectly.
Okay. So the Danish Kringle. Okay. The last one is a double whammy. We kind of cheated a little bit because you combine two of your all-time favorites to create one super all-time favorite. So what is this super favorite dish?
So this has got to be the chicken shawarma with naan. So we talked about the chicken shawarma. It's that delicious marinated chicken thigh. And then the naan is a frozen, almost flatbread. It's really fluffy and soft. And you heat it up in the oven for a couple minutes. You can add some butter if you want, or hummus or garlic spread, and then top it with chicken shawarma.
So, and you do eat it like kind of like a pita or a sandwich. How do you actually physically eat it?
Yeah, I'll eat it just like a pita. So fold it like a little taco and then eat it that way.
Mm, that sounds delicious. Delicious and messy in the best way. Does it get like juice all over your hands?
Yeah.
That's the best. I love it. It's a whole eating experience. So let's move on to the worst, though. The skip it list, the things you should skip. And this, I think, is kind of fun, the things that you hated. So the first one, it actually sounded to me when you mentioned it, it sounded remarkably delicious. I am shocked that this was not a home run. Champagne gummies, you say, were terrible.
Yeah. So as you can tell by me rating all my gummies 10 out of 10s, I was so excited to try these champagne gummies. But these are the only product so far that I have rated a 1 out of 10.
Wow.
They come in this adorable little packaging, and I picked up a bunch for all my girlfriends for the holidays. But I'm so glad that I tried them before, or else I don't think I'd have any friends left.
So what's so bad about them?
I think it's just the smell when you open the bag is very – I can hardly even explain it, but – I was scared to eat them just by the smell.
What do they smell like?
They smell almost like vomit.
Oh, no.
Yes. And in my opinion, they tasted just the same.
You're killing me. Kelsey, you couldn't even swallow them?
No, not this one.
Oh, no. Okay, good to know. We will avoid those. Next up, again, something that sounds delicious, ranch dressing.
Right. You would think that their ranch would be great, but this is a product that I do have to buy at another store. So something I do appreciate about Trader Joe's is they do use a lot of natural preservatives. So this ranch has vinegar in it to help preserve it, but it ends up just being too acidic and too almost sour. Mm. And sour is not something I want my ranch to taste like.
Yeah, ranch should be creamy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I bought this big thing of ranch seasoning, which I've now started putting on a lot of stuff. Have you ever tried the ranch seasoning?
Yes. I've used that in cooking, but not on its own.
I've been putting it on popcorn, which I find to be delicious. Like, it's popcorn with butter, and then you put the ranch powder seasoning over it, and so the powder sticks to the butter, and it almost makes like a cool ranch popcorn.
That sounds spectacular. It's I'll really definitely good. Have to try that.
And the best part is my kids hate it, so I don't have to share with them. Because, you know, otherwise their little hands would be all in my bowl. And I'm like, you can have as much as you want, but this is the ranch popcorn. And they're like, ew.
There you go. That's smart.
It's a win-win. Okay, and the last up is, again, something that sounds like it would be delicious, a chocolate bar.
Yes. So this is the Montezuma 100% dark chocolate with salt. So when I was doing Whole30, I was looking for a little treat that didn't have any sugar. And so I picked up this chocolate bar. But with no sugar and the salt added, it really ended up tasting like a salty crayon.
So wait a minute. It's 100% chocolate with no sugar?
Chocolate with no sugar. 100% dark chocolate.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Right.
That sounds awful.
I've heard if you are a true chocolate connoisseur, you might appreciate this chocolate bar. So lucky for them, I don't like it. And I told all my followers, so maybe there'll be more for them.
More for them, right? Oh my gosh. Well, I get to each his own. There's something out there for everyone. So if you could only have 3 products for the rest of your life, if you could only have 3 Trader Joe's products for the rest of your life, you could still eat other foods, but not from Trader Joe's. What would they be?
Okay, that would definitely be the chicken shawarma, the Scandinavian swimmers, and the cauliflower gnocchi.
And that sounds like a well-rounded meal.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I'm going to post this full list with links on my socials. So guys, keep an eye on my Instagram feed at Mara S. Campo. And Kelsey, where can people find you on social media?
People can find me on Instagram at Trader Joe's Food Reviews and also TikTok at Trader Joe's Food Reviews.
And how often do you post new reviews?
I post a review every day, so they can look out for that.
Great. Okay, so Trader Joe's Food Reviews, new posts, new reviews every day. Kelsey, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mara.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Combo. You can also check out the Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Combo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.